The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
.906, are you kidding me? Paul Ryan told a story. Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan told a story recently. Where was he? He was speaking. Oh, a group of Republicans gathered for an event at Bucks Run Golf Club in Isabella County. I don't know. I have no idea where that is. Told a story of a case of mistaken identity. You will not believe who, was it a flight attendant? Somebody on a flight. Yeah, the flight attendants were all looking and gawking at him. And he's like, oh, they know who I am. And one of the flight attendants comes up to Congressman Paul Ryan and says, hey, are you, you will never guess for whom they mistook Paul Ryan. I'll tell you what, Jason, you can actually give the audience a clue. You can actually, yes, yes. You tell me when you're ready. Yeah, yeah. They mistook him for.
Ask me about my wiener.
Anthony Weiner.
Ask me about my wiener.
The two guys who don't even look remotely like, do they? I can't even. I really? Now, he was once mistaken for Scott Walker, but that was just a brain fart, I think, on the person. Oh, do you actually have some side by side? So other people think they look alike? They must, because they're side by side. They're side by side shots. Okay, not even close. Okay, that one, okay. These, and you know what? These were all posted recently. So these all must have been posted after this story broke. I do not see it. Not, go back up though. There's just one. Well, this doesn't help the listener, but Chase and I are looking on these side by side. There's one that does kind of resemble. No, I'm not going to cut any slack at all. Boy, that had to be a humbling moment for Paul Ryan, huh? To be mistaken for Anthony. How quickly can you say no to a question? No, I'm not. I've never met him. Well, we all have our humbling moments, trust me. That was one. I don't imagine Anthony Weiner has ever been mistaken for Paul Ryan. If a liberal mistook him for Paul Ryan, they'd probably beat him half to death. Or you say, well, you know how liberals feel about Paul Ryan. Hey, that's not even, I keep looking at pictures here. It's just not even close. All right, that of course was the pre-topic topic. I want to now start with this. As you know, the Wall Street Journal on Tuesday on its editorial page reported that Scott Walker's campaign, Friends of Scott Walker, if you will, his organization, was in talks, negotiation talks, with the John Doe 2.0 prosecutors for some type of settlement for himself, for Scott Walker. This led the groups, the conservative groups, that worked very hard on Scott Walker's behalf, who are the direct targets of the John Doe probe, to feel they were betrayed. They've gone to court. They've tried to shut down John Doe 2.0. They've had two judges say nothing illegal happened. Judge Randa said the type of collusion that's accused wouldn't be illegal, and even if it were, they didn't do it. So he gave double protection to the targeted groups. Look, even if this type of collusion wasn't protected by free speech, which I feel it is, they didn't do it. They didn't coordinate with the Walker campaign. So it was a stunning moment when the Wall Street Journal reported that Walker's people, if you will, his campaign, may be trying to negotiate some type of deal, the nature of which no one knows, and I admit that. I admit I don't even know if this is happening. And I admit I don't know the nature of it. My argument is, if given two judges say no laws are broken, and if Scott Walker believes nothing was happening, nothing illegal was happening, he shouldn't cut a deal, irrespective of whether it screws over the other groups. It would be a political mistake on his part. And I admit, I don't know what's going on. I'm saying if it is happening, I just think it's a mistake, because what it's going to do is leave that specter there forever and ever. Well, why did he do that? Why did he make this go away? I think it plays right into his opponent's hands. That's my point. But I concede I'm iffing to death here, because I don't know what, if anything, is being discussed. And it is that what we don't know that makes this very difficult to get your head around. Friends of Scott Walker, whose campaign yesterday made this far more complicated than it already was. And they did it with a tiny little two-sentence statement, which has just made this completely indecipherable almost, in my opinion. Here it is. Neither Governor Walker nor his campaign committee are parties to the federal lawsuit. This means they have no legal standing to reach a settlement or deal in their lawsuit, the statement reads in full. Now, this might be confusing to you. It's confusing to me. You might be confused about what there is to be confused about here. What this statement refers to is the federal lawsuit that Club for Growth has filed against the prosecutors to stop the John Doe 2.0. Nobody is alleging that Scott Walker's campaign is in negotiations on that. This statement refers to the lawsuit that the Wisconsin Club for Growth has filed against the prosecutors. The Wall Street Journal didn't report that he's negotiating on that. The Wall Street Journal reported that he's negotiating to end scrutiny into him, or that his campaign is, and John Doe 2.0 itself. This statement answers a question that nobody is asking. Now that I've explained that, allow me to read it again. Neither Governor Walker nor his campaign committee are parties to the federal lawsuit. This means they have no legal standing to reach a settlement or deal in their lawsuit. There, they would be Club for Growth, Wisconsin. The statement reads in full. Nobody alleged that. The Wall Street Journal didn't allege that. If people thought the Walker campaign was trying to hide something before, it sure as hell looks that way now. Who said that he was negotiating in Club for Growth's lawsuit? Nobody. What the Wall Street Journal reported is that Walker's campaign is in negotiation with prosecutors to end scrutiny of him in John Doe 2.0. The belief is, the strong belief is, what that deal would be is a promise that they would not, what's the word I'm looking for? Collude. They would not collude with Wisconsin Club for Growth. In other words, that he would agree to something that would make it impossible for Wisconsin Club for Growth to work on his behalf. If that is true, I think that's a mistake, because then it does look, it gives the appearance that they did something wrong when they didn't. Look, this statement was either an intentional attempt at obfuscation by the Walker campaign or rank incompetence. I don't know which. I find it hard to believe it was rank incompetence. The Walker campaign has to know that everybody knows this isn't what's being discussed. that Scott Walker negotiating on the Club for Growth's federal lawsuit. Of course, his I say Scott Walker, his campaign, his lawyer. Of course, his lawyer has no standing to deal with that. Who the heck would ever think he did? This is like a report saying that here's what this is like. This is like there's a report. Someone's alleging that I beat my dog. And I issue a statement. I want to make it very clear. I do not have access to my producer Jason's dogs, and I never could have beaten them. Nobody asked that. They asked about my dogs. Dog, I have one. Jason has two, which makes him a better man than I. I love dogs, but, you know, when it rains and they come in after going out, you're dealing with eight paws. I'm only dealing with four. I'm just throwing it out there. But that's, you don't deal with any of it. Got your kids trained. Attaboy. There you go. They wipe them down and do all that. There you go. That's what it would be like. So as of yesterday, this is more confused, more tangled than it was. And honestly, I have no idea why the Walker campaign issued that statement other than to make the entire political watching faction of the state go, huh? So it's either intentionally clouding the issue or rank incompetence. I honestly don't know which. All right, other things to get to in just a bit. We haven't talked about Donald Sterling in a while. We'll get to that. Another church in Wisconsin being split by the gay marriage issue. After 10 o'clock, you're going to want to be here. Boy, do we have a topic for you. Don't go anywhere. We have a lot of good topics before then. It's 9:18.
The Jerry Bader Show.